Amen. Well, God is really good, and so we don't worry about anything because God has got everything in hand as we go to Him and we trust Him. And so we just keep a high level of faith and expectation. Is when we got the expectation, we can then receive. And there's so many things that can try and get us not to expect feeling tired, stuff going on in the world, maybe stuff going on in our own situations. But just keep our focus on the Heavenly Father. Like, He can really just go to work in every situation, resolving everything, making everything good for us. And we expect Him to do great things for us, because it's that what we do, and there's what God does. And grace is that God does the work. So when we put our expectation on the Father and say, Father, now You take care of the situation, we trust You to do a perfect work, and then whatever You work in my heart to do, I'll do. And so God then is free to go to work, you know, because He does the work. He does the work, and we just rest with a great confident expectation. And if you haven't got that high level of expectation, then you won't receive. So again, that's why we set our minds on things above and not on the things of this earth, because it's so easy to get carried away with things and to get drawn into the negativity of what's happening. God wants us to really expect from Him. He really desires us to trust Him and not to fret, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our requests be known unto God. In the beginning, in the garden, God created everything perfect. Everything was beautiful. Everything was in order. Adam, Eve were very blessed. We don't know how long they were there for before they got tempted out of there. When Satan tricked Eve and she took of that fruit, and so did Adam, then sin entered into the world. Chaos entered in. Death entered in. Confusion entered in. Unhappiness entered in. Until God sent Jesus Christ to restore the order, to restore the spiritual order. And now we can be in that perfect state with God. And Sangeet has been sharing about everything is spiritual, you know, and to manifest the spiritual into the physical is coming through our words, and as God gets us to act, but it's good words. And we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so we speak good words. You know, there's authority in your words. And so everything spiritual, when we think, is spiritual. How it plays out is what you say. We can activate the adversary in our situation by confessing the negatives, the worries, the fears, the doubts, the lacks. Or we can activate God through the promises of God and what and who we are and what we receive in Christ Jesus, what has been made available to us. Now we got that direct access. So we really do have to reckon that old man dead. That old man is dead. Now we have old programming, the remainders of what we've been learning. We've gone through these things, and it's good to go through these things again. So thoughts, feelings and emotions, you know, we're body, soul and spirit. In that soul is emotions and thoughts. And if they're on the negative side, then it tends to get us down. Our faith levels come down. Our expectation comes down. And then we're looking at what we see. And we've been teaching a lot about say what you want and not what you see. If you're going to say what you want, you got to know what you want. You know, so that's where we go to God for our desire. Father, give me your desires. Put your desires in my heart. Like God gives us those perfect desires. He knows what's going to keep us strong, what's going to keep us happy, what's going to keep us blessed, what's going to keep us focused. He knows. So He gives us good things. And we know that He's already blessed us. He's not condemning us. He's not judging us. He's spoken good words over our life, like we see in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Says we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings, those good words from God. He's declared them over us. So when things are not right, you know, God can remedy the things if we take them to Him. You know, we just expect God to do, and we can only live now right this second. It's not like yesterday's gone now. We can't remedy anything there. And tomorrow's not here yet. So we take no thought for tomorrow. But we trust God with today and with now. And anything that's not right in your life at this moment in time, you give it to God. Now, Father, you remedy this situation for me. You bring me the solution. You bring me the answers. You give me the direction. And as we're humble to the Heavenly Father, then we can receive from Him. See, when we're all troubled and stirred up by emotions or the drama in life, then we are distracted from hearing that voice of God. You know, God says, be still. Know that I am God. When we're still, we can hear that still small voice. We can hear that direction. And it's as we take action with the direction He's putting in our hearts and what He's shown us in lifetime, because we're living right now. So God is working lifetime right now. So when we put those thoughts on and then we start to declare what we want, we call those things which are not as though they were. What have you been speaking? This is a practice. So when I started to really understand how powerful my words were, negative, positive, I had to practice. Practice saying what God says. Practice saying the promises of God. Practice reminding myself daily through the confession of my words that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am blood brought. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So when there's oppression, that's not from God. That's not naturally right. So as believers born again of the Holy Spirit, we can understand that the thoughts don't, we're not led by our thoughts or emotions, but they're an indicator of where we are to us. So when you're feeling low, when your mind's a little bit confused, you know that God is not the author of confusion. So you bring your thoughts back and you say, Father, look, I know you're not the God of confusion and I rebuke this. Let there be light now. You know, I am your son or I am your daughter. And I believe that all your promises are yes in Christ and amen. I believe that what you say about me, that I am righteous, that I have direct access, that I am confident, I am bold, I am healed, I am provided for. So, you know, we just trust God every day. And the more you practice, it's a practice, guys. Like with speaking in tongues, we can all speak in tongues. But how much do you speak in tongues? The more you practice it, like a discipline, that you remind yourself when you get up in the morning, speak in tongues. We know it's perfect prayer, perfect praise, makes intercession for the saints. You know, we're speaking that heavenly language to God. That blesses the heart of God. That takes us right into that throne room, the courts of God, where we bring our petitions, where we lay everything down before the Father. And then we pray with our understanding. We start to pray the solution rather than the problem. You know, we're to cast all our cares upon God. So we can list to God the problems, but our Heavenly Father already knows what you have need of. He knows what your problems are. He knows what your situations are. So we pray the solution. You know, if you lack finances, for an example, it's an easy one to go with. Okay, Father, I thank you that you've supplied all my need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you're my sufficiency in all things, not that I'm sufficient of myself to think anything as of myself. But my sufficiency is of you, and you cause me to abound to every good work. So when I have those kind of thoughts, this is what I declare. This is what I say. If I feel not so great, I say, Father, you sent your word, and you healed me, and you delivered me from all my destructions. Father, that you've, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I was healed. That I am prospering and being in health. So when we go to God with that mindset of expectation, with the word in our heart and coming from our mouth, then like God gives the solution, God gives the direction. He works out the things perfectly for us. So today, me and Kim, we was out. And we was looking for a mirror to go up on the wall because we've just decorated the living room and we want to put some finishing touches to it. So we really wanted one of these nice mirrors with crushed glass around the side. But they're so heavy. And so Kim was concerned that, you know, if it's put up and the kids touch it and it fell down, it can cause some damage. Or we could be sat there and it falls on our head. If I put it up, it would. It would cause some damage. So we agreed, okay, that's not very practical for the house that we live in and for the kids that are running around. So we just got a simple, nice glass one, which is very light. Kim can pick it up and hold it above her head with no problem. So God was working in both of us to come into agreement on the things that we needed to get. There was other things that we wanted to get, but we didn't need them, so we didn't get them. Now, we could have, it was a want, but we didn't need it. I said, no, we don't need that. Do we honestly need that? And she said, no, we don't. So, like, working together with other people also, we can come into agreement, and God can really bless our decisions and the things that we do. And then Kim got a phone call today from her brother saying, oh, Mum, she was pushing a trolley and she fell over. She's 81. And so she had some of the public there helped her up. Then she made her way home. Kim's mum said to Kim's brother, look, I don't want you or Kim to come and see me. I'm absolutely fine. And so me and Kim went for a burger. We'd been out all day, so we needed something to eat. So we just like a burger and fries. And I just asked God, like, I just sat there while she was typing away to her brother. And I said, God, should Kim go and see her mum? Because Kim made up her mind she wasn't going to go and see her based upon what her brother said. And God was showing me she should. So I just lovingly encouraged her, like, love, you know, you should really go and check on your mum. Just make sure everything's all right. And plus, she's probably, you know, some people isolate themselves because they might feel, especially when they get hurt, they might feel, well, no one really cares about me. I said, maybe she's having some of these thoughts. And by you going, you're showing your love to her and your concern for her. And that will really bless her so much. So anyway, so I said, just get quiet and you ask God what you should do. And so we're there and we're eating and she said, yeah, love, you're so right. I'm going to go over, whether she wants me to go over or not. Because she'd already told him, don't come over, I'm fine. But I knew in my heart that wasn't the case because God was just really putting it on my heart. So listening to that voice, even though on the senses realm, it was said one thing, God was showing me another thing. And I love Kim's mum, so I wanted to make sure she was all right as well. So I just suggested this to Kim without saying, you got to go over. I just said, love, don't you think so? Anyway, Kim went over and her mum had...
that pot plant.
Oh, yeah, we got her a pot plant as well. So Kim said, oh, should I get some flowers? So this time of the year, they have a plant called a pot mum. Her dad used to work down the fruit market and so did I. And they're a big, lovely red flower, you know, like a leaves.
Yeah.
So I would buy one for Kim and Kim's dad would always get one for her mum. And so we seen one and I said, get that, because that's a reminder of your dad as well. So she got her the pot mum. She went over there, took her some cakes and some this flower. But her mum was so blessed to see her, she cried. And then they had a little hug, and then she said, oh, Kim, I'm so glad you come over. And but see, she put up this front. People put up fronts, you know, that I'm okay, like, you know, I'm tough, I got it all together. You know, I do it at times, we all do it at times, because we don't want people to see our vulnerable side, you know. But at the end of the day, there's a time for all things. And, you know, there's one thing for all times, but there's a time for all things. Sometimes we do need to put on that front. We do need to show ourselves as an example of being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And there's other times we need to show that tender side of us, you know, that compassionate side, that loving side, that caring side. Because then, you know, people can see, like, life is real. You know, because we're believers, we don't have to be perfect in front of each other all the time. We're going to have some tough times, we're going to be some down times, and we're going to have some joyous times. And the majority of the time is a joyous time because God is with us. So God really wants us to, you know, we live in this day and time, guys. We need to be an example to all people. We need to be real. Like, just be real. Just be yourself. We don't have to put on airs and graces. But, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we are ourselves in Christ, then we can really be a blessing to other people. And so God is working everything perfectly out. He's working in you all the time. He's energizing you. It's just take the time to listen. Take the time just to be still, just to clear your mind. It's good to clear your mind and say, okay, Father, now you speak to my heart. You show me, you know, what you want. and what I should be doing, and is there anyone I should be contacting, then speak in tongues. And as you do that, this is what I practice. I'm just sharing my practice. You might be doing it different, right? But it's good to share these things, iron sharpened if I am. And as I'm praying, and I just pray, I speak in tongues, and then people will start coming to my mind. So I want to share this because it's a great testimony, and it's wonderful how God works. Now, I've been thinking of some certain believers, and a couple of weeks ago they kept coming to my mind, and I'm thinking, well, no, they're not really interested, they don't really want to know, so I'm not going to go down that road, God, you know. And then I found this song. It's called Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, and it's a beautiful song, and I found a cover version of it on YouTube, and it was three sisters, two brothers, and the mum on the bass. And they played a brilliant version of this, but the setting they were in reminded me of Finland, right? So it brought back memories of me, of when me and Kim would go to Finland, when we would be with the believers there, when we had tender times, when the times were hot and loving and caring. And so anyway, come Sunday, I was on a Skype meeting, and I got a message from one of the Finnish believers saying that they would like to speak to me. I haven't spoken to him for a long time. And so this person called me, and it was just so nice. And they said, look, we've really missed you, you know, and we really appreciate your ministry and the impact that you and Kim had in Finland, and how you've helped me and how my relationships, and, you know, how you ministered in there, you know. So like, that was the power of God, it working through us. But it's God doing the work. And so people don't forget what you do in love. And when you minister, you know, so that really blessed me. Then the next day, we get another call from another believer in Finland. Oh, this is so stupid that we don't see you no more. We don't talk, you know, and we really love you. You're like my brother. And you know, it just really blew my mind. I was blown away because God was been showing me. But, you know, I didn't kind of pick it up straight away what God was indicating in my heart, what I should really be praying for. And then Kim then got a message from another believer in Finland asking her certain questions, and then Kim replied and answered. So, you know, when God puts a desire in your heart, don't dismiss it. Have a little think about the things. Say, why am I thinking about that back there? You know, I thought these people want interest. You know, just go to God. Because, you know, we got to remember that God is a God of reconciliation. Right, he's a restorer. And I believe the times that we're living in right now, God is restoring his people. Because there's a lot of people that need answers, direction, encouragement, and together. Especially when we consider what the enemy's trying to promote through lockdown, through the government and what's going on in the world, what they're trying to bring in, restrictions. You know, that is just to build fear in people and to bring control. But we don't focus on that, because our God is a God of deliverance. And if we keep him first, he'll guide us through anything. If he led the children of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years, guys, with an army chasing them and parted the sea, then what can he do for us? So that's the type of level of faith God wants us to have. And God works with our faith. So just remember that God is with you. No matter what your situation is, it is not a problem with God. And God wants those things resolved. The unresolved issues in your life, God will wants to reconcile, so that you got peace in your life and that you got joy. Because in the garden, they were blessed. They were really happy. When they want in the garden, they want blessed and they want happy, because the enemy had got in there. So like, God has reconciled this already by Jesus Christ on the spiritual level. Now for it to play out on the physical level, we got to think that way. And speak that way and do what God shows us as he's leading us by the Spirit. Like Colossians 2:10 says that you are complete in him, full to overflowing. That word complete means full to overflowing. God has given us everything to live abundantly, to live peaceably, to live prosperously, to live in harmony. We can endeavor, we can put a diligent effort into keeping that unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. If we're being led by the Spirit of God, then we can reconcile, restore. Maybe there's some relationships that you need to restore. Maybe God has been putting people in your heart, but you kind of dismiss it because the circumstances were very negative or bad. But God is a restorer. He's the healer of broken hearts. And God will absolutely bless you every single day. Believe me, guys, I've been so blessed. When I made up my mind to do what God was showing me to do, and to be very confident and bold, regardless of what anyone says, my life is very blessed. I'm getting answers. I'm getting direction every single day, because our God's a living God. And he wants us to go to him with all of our hearts. And he wants us to be very confident. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. So do you believe that greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world? Do you believe that God will always cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus? Do you believe that you are more than a super conqueror? Do you believe that God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? When we do our part, then God does more than his part. He's already given us everything. But he goes to work. He's such a loving God. Know how you care about your children, those that have got kids, the babies. You know, you look after them. You're concerned about their life. You're concerned about their well-being, what they're thinking, what they're going through, especially when they start school, like May has started school. You know, are the other kids treating them well? How much more is God like that for us, guys, no matter what age you are? He's very concerned about every detail of your life. He really wants you all blessed, all walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the joy of the Spirit of God, in relationship with him, rejoicing every day, confessing every day. Yeah, we do have challenges. We wouldn't believe God if there was no challenges, right? But we believe God, and he delivers us all the time. He makes a way where there is no way. He causes us to triumph. So God really wants you to just really go to him. Give him the problems, daily problems, give to him. Let him resolve them. Let him work them out. Let him give you the solutions. We don't have to work out the solutions to the problem. You know, like when you get a puzzle, you know, you're trying to work it out. What's the solution? And then you can go to the answers at the back of the book if you're doing a puzzle. Oh, the solution's here, because you couldn't get the solution. Well, God gives us the solutions. He works it out for us. So everything comes together when we are resting in him. And really, I mean rest in him. You know, people that want to be successful in the world, they say you got to work hard. And in the world, that's true. But with God, he'll make you successful. But the effort comes from God. See, and then we're to do just what God gives us every day. And he won't give you anything that you can't handle. He won't give you any burden that's too problematic. He'll give you what you can handle in a 24-hour period. Just remember, just to live in that 24-hour period. You know, we can believe for the future things, we can have desires and goals, but just live in the moment you're in right now. You can't live yesterday, you can't live tomorrow. We can believe for the things tomorrow, but we can walk in perfect peace every day. And we just bring our mind back to what God says, our real focus, and who we really are, remembering that we are spiritual beings living in a physical body, right? We're on a different level now, guys. We're not working from the five sense level. We're working from the heavenly level, because that's where we're seated, at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. Either that's true or it's a lie. Either God is telling us the truth or he's telling us a lie. So to get the spiritual things manifested is through having our hearts at peace, receiving from God, saying what he says, what he puts in our hearts, saying what the promises of God are. And just practice. Every day, just practice. It's a practice. We're not perfect, as in we know everything right now. But it's as we do, as we're led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So God wants you really blessed, really full of expectation. Good words come out of your mouth, good words. And they come out of your mouth when it's in your heart. You know, so have a good heart and be kind to yourself. You know, be gentle on yourself. Don't give yourself a hard time. God says, look, stop giving yourself a hard time. Don't be down on yourself. You know, he is your God. He is with you. He's a personal God to you. He'll work on your level where you are. So just be kind to yourself. Speak good words about yourself. Practice that with yourself. And as you do that, then when you start to speak about other people, you speak good, because then you're called in what you want. God calls those things which are not as though they were. So when you look at someone else, your words can have an effect in their life. You know, so you call them blessed, you call them great. If someone's been horrible to you, you forgive them. No, release things that hold you back, because unforgiveness holds you back. Resentments hold you back. So when we release everything, cast everything, let it all go. Let it all go. Like when we minister, some people, you know, we just say, okay, breathe in. Now breathe out. Let all the bad out. Let all the bad out. Forgive. And, you know, and then just move where you can move. Speak where you can speak. And be a blessing, because that's what you're designed to be now. You are blessed to be a blessing. So that's what I wanted to share.